first, let's talk about something that is not only College Station, but really all of Brazos County, and that was a meeting having to do with high-speed rail. You, as one member of that group, I'd kind of like to get your thoughts first about what you heard and how you feel about it.
There was a gentleman from Dean International, which is a lobbying group that's been working with the Japanese on the high-speed rail. And apparently it's going to happen between Houston and Dallas, and there are three possible routes. One would be up I-45, and the other one would be kind of west of I-45. And then a third, least likely route, coming through College Station with a kind of a fork going to Austin.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they call that the T-bone.
Okay, right.
And he said that's looking very unlikely that they would do it because the right of way to acquire.
Mm-hmm.
So he made this presentation about, you know, how important it was for local officials to get behind this and lobby our state legislatures and Bill Flores and senators. And at the end of the day, he was asking for $25,000 from each entity. College Station has been paying them since 2002, and we stopped in 2011 because we weren't seeing much.
Mm-hmm.
So we have paid $280,000 and have seen nothing yet. Mm-hmm. So I'm not real gung-ho about this. I don't like to spend good money after bad. And but that was what the meeting was about, asking us to kind of re-up.
Sure. Okay, let's move on to something else. This is kind of behind the scenes, but obviously you have a staff that runs the city day-to-day operations, and y'all oversee the city manager who oversees them. But like anything else, that has to be looked into and what kind of changes take place. And you've had a consultant, I think, come in and look at maybe some recommendations towards staff. It's a big thing to cover, but can you basically give us some highlights out of the report that was presented?
Yes. The report was spearheaded by Frank Simpson. And he wanted to survey the development community to determine if there's ways we could provide better service. Planning and Development Services hadn't been reviewed for, I don't know, 6 or 7 years, and he thought it was just time. The council discussed a wide range of topics, including the significance of the city's comp plan and you know, is that a set in stone or is it a living document that changes? There are a lot of misperceptions that were identified, also existing some opportunities to provide even higher customer service. So those were kind of the highlights.
Did he say anything about, I mean, obviously College Station's gone through this period where you had to belt tighten, where there were some positions that were not refilled. Were there anything in there having to do with staff numbers and any increases?
No, that was not addressed.
Okay, so you think more for the same dollar, more for the same number of people is what we're looking to get as far as services?
I don't know. I think it's, you know, more of an attitude.
Okay.
And, you know, he made some recommendations on, you know, timing of, you know, plans coming in and, you know, they go out. And then if the plans haven't changed, it comes back. Then staff reviews it again and makes other notes. And he says, you know, get it right the first time. Take a little bit more time. You know, so those kinds of things, really operational.
Sure. Nancy Berry joined us this morning, the mayor from City of College Station. And while a lot of us are on vacation, this really is kind of a busy week. Council probably going to take some action on the CVB Kyle Field agreement?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. We talked about it last time, but there were still some last-minute changes to the contract up until, you know, just before council meeting. And so council said, we don't want to vote on it until we've had the chance to read the complete document as it's going forward. So we've had an opportunity to do that, and we'll vote on it this Thursday.
As one member of council, how's that look?
I think it looks good.
Okay. Was there anything in those final points that changed that were concern or something that really wasn't noticeable?
No, there really wasn't. It was just, you know, defining if Convention and Business Bureau had a convention there and somebody wanted to get booths, could we rent the booths and the CVB collect the money as opposed to that extra money going to the university. And those are the kinds of things that were clarified.
Okay. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but part of the element of this agreement would be that if for some reason the CVB as an entity changed in a way that it would not have funds to be able to contribute, then College Station is in essence guaranteeing that those funds will be
correct.
There. Okay. Then let's move on. The other thing that's going to happen on Thursday is block grants. That's it's a fairly significant amount of money all the time. Maybe not as much as it used to be in the past, but what are some of the projects there that are important and need to get funded and moving?
Well, mostly, you know, the nonprofits that deal with people who have needs, low-income residents. And so, you know, the Joint Funding Review Committee looks at all those who have applied for grants and, you know, determines who they think should get what. And usually when it comes to council, we agree with their recommendations because mm-hmm. they've studied it.
Nancy Berry joining us this morning. Here, visitors is always fun because you just never know what's going to happen. And last time, there were a couple of things in there which I really caught my attention. I have to say that somebody had said, hey, you need to watch this because there's a couple of things in there that you might not be aware of. And one of them was, and we did a news story on it earlier this week, there's a development over near Raintree, and the developer apparently moved some dirt that changed water flow, which is something that the state of Texas, at the very least, doesn't like. But apparently, as best I could tell, the individual who came to speak said it impacted his property because water started to flow back onto his property. And he said that there was a developer there. And it doesn't matter. If you don't know who it is, that's fine. We don't need to name any names. But that the developer had not followed up to 10 city ordinances. And I think y'all were probably a little dumbstruck by it.
Yeah, we really were. But after the work was ordered to be halted by the city, the developer was very quickly, he retained an engineer who's determining the impacts caused a result of the partially filling the pond on the land next to the Raintree subdivision. A plan of actions being developed and will be presented to our city manager within the next week or two. The only violation was that the fill work on the pond occurred without, you know, proper approval in place.
Now, you're not an engineer and you don't play one on the radio, but isn't that backwards? Aren't we supposed to have an engineer maybe kind of do an impact study ahead of time?
Yes, that is the case.
Okay. And I'm guessing developer says that they'll do that from now on?
I think so.
We'll hope.
Yeah.
And finally, there was a deal on a chunk of land. And again, I don't want to get way out into the weeds, but the bottom line is it looked like the city was going to pay $5,000 for this chunk of land over on University Oaks, but it ended up being more than that. And so kind of give us some background on how that's going to work out.
Well, the city owns some land that's in the floodplain and also a part that's not.
Which is common. Cities own floodplain because nobody else can develop in them, and so
right.
y'all take care
so,
of them.
So what happened was this piece of property was on the appraisal roll for $5,000 for like 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden it went to, you know, like $105,000.
Right.
And so you're saying, you know, what happened? You know, so we were presented with the opportunity to purchase this property at $120,000.
What a deal.
Yeah. that was a piece of property for $50,000.
Okay.
And the city would then sell the non-flood portion.
Right.
But we just chose not to do it.
Yeah. Because, I mean, this city has never paid too much for a piece of property. I can't ever remember that.
Oh.
Why, that was tacky. Yeah.
Not while I've been mayor.
That's right. There you go. Yeah, exactly. What else you got for us today?
Okay, well, there's...
Oh, wait. Time out. I got to interrupt you. Are you going to run for re-election?
I am.
All right. Thank you. We just hadn't gotten an official, you know,
yep.
word. Okay.
Consider it official.
Okay.
We have two openings on the Historic Preservation Committee. They're to fill unexpired terms, meaning it'll be just through January 2014. So if you kind of want to check it out for just 6 months, this is
the
way to do it. Yeah.
The other thing is the city's only 74 years old. You don't have to be that old to be on the historic committee, right?
Yeah.
Now. Okay.
Go ahead. Well, we're going to be 75. You know, this
you are
October.
Soon. I know that. Yeah.
I'm not there yet, but I'm approaching it. Anyway, to be eligible, you have to be a College Station citizen and a registered voter. To find out more, to go to the website, cstx.gov/boards and committees.